I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Henderson sitting down with us here now to chat and get ready for the season and all that. Chris, how are you? Thanks for having us.
I'm good, Andy. It's great to be here. I'm glad you guys are out here watching training.
We're glad to be here. Obviously, the season right around the corner, a lot to be excited about. I think one of the things that Atlanta United supporters are most excited about is Tata Martino coming back. Talk about what that's been like having him back.
It's great to work with him again. We had time together in Miami, and to have him here, you guys can see the function of this training. Every coach is out there on two different fields. Nobody's standing around. Everyone is working. They're working on different concepts. They have a big game here. Having Tata and his staff, the way they work together, it's like a well-oiled machine. Preseason's been good. I think the guys, they have an idea of how we want to play each position. They know their roles and they're learning their roles. So I'm excited to have games get started, and I think the players are too. They have a really good foundation of fitness now.
How long do you think that usually takes when you're talking about putting in implementing something new with Tata and then trying, because of the start of the season is right around the corner, how long do you anticipate it before you can see all of us fans is watching like, oh, that looks like what we're used to with Tata?
Yeah, I mean, preseason's 8 weeks long, so just from the first week of training to where it is now, we've noticed a huge difference here in the training ground. The way the players are training, the way they're moving, the ideas of how they're playing, you can see it every day in training. You bring in the goals, half field, and you play a little game, 7v7. And the first week I saw him, I was like, this is looking a lot like last year. And then we did it again in Florida, 10 days later. We were creating a ton of chances. The combinations were good. You could see the players working, collaborating together.
How much do you have to sort of, as someone who's charged with bringing the guys in and putting the roster together, find style-specific guys that you know are going to fit into what Tata wants to do versus guys that are here and sort of being like, look, you've got to show versatility. We had you with previous manager, and now this is our manager, and you've got to show that you could do both.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think when we sign players, we look at how are they going to complement the players around them. The one thing that I felt we were lacking at times is just competing. You've got to come out here every day and compete. You got to compete every single game, and you have to do it all the way until November. And I felt like, you don't want to fault anyone. They're all trying. But there's a competition element that you can see now, and the players that we're adding into the group are competitors. And I think the two U22s that we're bringing in are guys who they're coming from a league in Argentina where you're surviving and you're competing all the time. So I think that's Tata's mentality. He wants to play in a certain way, in an attacking way, but he also wants guys who can compete.
Tell us about, because he's one of our favorite players, and he'll join us later on, Brad Guzan. Tell us about the guys who are going to replace him as far as the leadership, obviously his ability to play in the goal. But what about these guys do we need to know?
Yeah, first, Brad's had a legendary career, and it's great to have him now in the front office. He's down there watching training. So happy to have him with us up here. And, Lucas Hoyos has come in. He comes with great experience, older veteran player. He has incredible feet with the ball. So he's like our first attack, is just calming things in the back, being able to play under pressure, play out through our center backs and wing backs. So he brings a really calming presence in the back. Jaden Hibbert continues to improve and get better. He's a great shot stopper. He's going to have a really good future and can play in this league for a really long time. So those two will be competing every day, and I think kind of having a veteran and a young goalkeeper together is really important for the team. And then we have two really young youth internationals in Jono and Donaldson. Those guys will be competing. They're young, and they're learning from the other two. One represents Canada in the youth national team. One represents the United States.
Nice.
Chris Henderson joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the Atlanta United training ground. Atlanta United sporting director. We'll ask you in a few minutes about some of the guys that have been here and some of the designated players, what we expect from them this year. But I know you've made some signings over the last couple of days that maybe fans aren't as familiar with. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, we added two in Sergio Santos and Fafa Picolt. Two veteran players from the league, but they still can play. They have good energy. They still have pace. Santos has strength. He's a striker. Good size and strength. I would say in a similar mold to TRA in his power and working ability. Good in front of goal. Good with his back to goal. And then Fafa, coming from winning a championship last year in Miami, he's produced in this league. He has over 60 goals. You can put him on either flank or up top. He's fast, great personality. Both guys fit really well into the group, and they both will come with experience and a winning mentality.
A guy that was one of my favorites was Miggy. Obviously, we know the success he had when, you know, Tata was first here. He goes to Newcastle, comes back. Do you see his role changing now back to – can you go back to where it was once? But do you see his role being a lot similar to that than what we kind of saw last year?
Yeah, I mean, Miggy, he's captain of the team, and you've seen the way he's been this preseason.
Okay.
He's really excited to play for Tata. And I feel like he's in a place right now where he's looking to combine with Saba, combine with Alexi, combine with Latte. They seem to have a different relationship now, and it showed Wednesday against Red Bull. And then at least the first few minutes against Huismut. Against Red Bull, Miggy and Latte subbed in at the same time with Saba, and Miggy completely changed the whole game. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we ended up scoring three goals, but we created like six chances. And those are things that weren't really clicking last year. And I feel like, I know it's a preseason game, but I feel like those things are starting to click more. So the longer these guys play together and they have the ideas and thoughts of the coaching staff, I think the better it's going to look.
Do you still see that sort of like explosive player in transition? Because we remember in 17 and 18, he'd get the ball and turn, and it would just be like a bat out of hell to the other side of the field, and they scored so many goals on the counterattack. Like, is that player still in there with Miggy?
Yeah, it is. It's still in there. I remember those teams, and I remember I was in Seattle at the time, and we played Atlanta that year. And if you lost the ball, you knew
gone.
It was coming
was
right
gone.
At you.
Yeah.
So the one thing I like about Miggy, he's consistent and relentless. Like, he will keep going and going and going. And so he still has that in his DNA and the way he plays. He just loves to play, and he loves to go. And I think now the guys are starting to learn the tendencies of their teammates better. Mm-hmm. And I think just having certain things you're working on in training every day, these things can come out, and you learn about, okay, I know what his strengths are, and how can that complement my strengths.
How's Latte look this training, you know, all these different things? Because I said last week, I need 20, at least 20 from him. I need at least 20 from him this year. So how's he been adjusting to the Miguel and all the other pieces around him? Because he was here last year with those guys, but now in a new system, how is he doing?
Yeah, I think really well. I think the off-season break helped him. Mm-hmm. He had been going for a long time. This is the best that I've seen him at the club. Maybe you look at the first few games last year.
Right.
We saw that, and that's what we're seeing now with him. He gives us the ability to stretch teams. If a team wants to press us and bring their defense all the way up to half field, we can drop a ball now over the top to him, and he's gonna cause problems. So I think we need to take advantage of that. And that is his strength, is just using his pace, going at goal. And then we need to get him some service in front of goal,
right,
which we've done.
Chris Henderson joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Atlanta United sporting director, getting set for the opening match coming up this weekend. As we get ready for the year, and we'll get to see what the first team looks like on Saturday, and I know that'll probably change a little bit as things go, where do you feel like the depth of this roster is best?
I think it's a good combination of the veterans we've added just this week and the young players. Now we have some homegrowns that are coming into the group. Cooper Sanchez, you got Santi Pita, Luke Brennan's coming. You know, Matt Edwards is healthy and playing. Will Riley. We've got all these homegrowns. We've got some U-22s with international experience, but they're still young and learning. So I think you take that energy and you look at the new guys who are bringing the veteran experience, and that combination I think is gonna help us in, you know, we're only in two competitions this year, U.S. Open Cup and the league.
Right.
So I think we can focus all our energy in both of those tournaments and see where it comes out in, at the end of the year. And you know, people look at what we did last year, so the expectations around the league are lower, which might be a positive for this group. You come in with something to prove, something to show, and hopefully we can do some things in this league.
I know it's so far down the road, but how do you – I mean, I'm sure you all you have everything planned ahead. How do you deal with that break that's going to be, you know, between the World Cup, season World Cup? I mean, you got like 2 months off almost. Have y'all put in a plan for that already?
Yeah, there's strategy between, you know, we have two transfer windows. We you can trade players, you can sign players. And this window right now stays open till April.
Okay.
And then it opens again in the summer, kind of July, August. We're open again to add players. So we're planning to continue to build the team in the summer window. But we have 14 games leading into this World Cup break. And then we have 20 games after that. So there's a whole lot of points still left in the second half of the season that if you do add some pieces, they're going to really contribute to what we're doing.
Well, plus, it'll, you know, it'd be nice to get a chance to watch some of the World Cup games here.
I'm so excited.
It's coming to town, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun to have that here in town in Atlanta.
Yeah, we're really lucky. And I, you know, I remember vividly the 94 World Cup when we hosted it in the U.S. And now Atlanta is going to be hosting almost as many games as any other team, any other city. And we're just going to showcase what we have here in Atlanta. The stadium is beautiful.
Yep. Yes.
This training ground. Teams are going to come here and know that soccer is for real in the United States, and we have the infrastructure in place. So I wouldn't be surprised in the next years a lot of these players who play in the World Cup want to come and play in
sure.
this league.
Sure.
Are they going to – are any –
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Are some teams are going to be able to use this facility?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
We'll still be here, but with the new expansion.
Add on down to right.
Yeah, so it's exciting just to be connected with these international teams coming, and it's really cool for us.
A little bit of a recruiting possibility, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
I mean it's a nice
hey,
thing.
Look
it's
how
a,
nice
it's a, it's
it is.
A, it's a great building. So
we
yeah.
got a cafeteria. They'll make you anything you want.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
I like that. I like that thought. Chris, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you so much.
Thanks
good
very
luck
much.
To you,
Chris Henderson
Thanks,
there,
Andy.
Atlanta United Sporting Director, nice enough to sit down with us here for 10 minutes or so and talk about the team ahead of the season as they get underway this weekend. And I think he mentioned it, the results from last year.
Unacceptable.
Certainly that. I mean, they got rid of everybody. But it was not good, and there was some expectation, and they didn't live up to it, obviously. And you kind of listened to – I was listening to Jason Longshore and Abe and everybody that they had in there last night previewing the season and read some of the stuff around the league. People don't really know what to do with Atlanta United. Like they want to still give them the credit because Tata's back
yes.
and Miggy's yeah. here, and, you know, there is talent on the roster, but there was talent on the roster last year too, and it went the way that it went. So, like, I've seen people talk about, yeah, playoffs, they could maybe make a run. Other people like, nah, it's going to take a while
right.
to kind of flip the style and get up to speed. And no one really knows, which, you know, is fine to say, but that's kind of what it is.
What would your expectations for this team be? Because of the fact that
right.
we got the expectations for the – we look at it from a new standpoint. The Falcons, they got a new regime, all this other thing. Our people's expectation is for them to, you know – be in the playoffs.
Right.
I'm not going there, but at the same time, the expectations for this
right.
soccer team, when you
right.
look at the talent, this new style, this new attacking style or whatever you want to call it, that Tata's bringing in, Miggy being more comfortable. Uh-huh. I mean, I like what he was talking about. That diamond up top with him
sure.
running things, I mean, that was the big thing
where
they were kicking by.
And that's the big thing this year.
Yeah.
Those are the three guys that have to play well.
That's where your money is.
Yes, where you exactly.
yeah.
Your designated players have to ball in order for you to win in MLS.
Yes.
That's just
that's
what it is. And that, you know, as many things have sort of not gone Atlanta United's way over the last handful of seasons, like there's been some DPs that just didn't live up to it, man. Like at the beginning, that first run was centered around those stars being stars. And that's what it has to be this year too. I mean, those three guys up front, I know Stian Gregersen is still in the back, and he's a really important player for what they do defensively. But, yeah, no, I like that he mentioned those guys.
Yeah.
I hope that's what we see.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what – I mean, me and you working together, we talk about the designated player. I was like, well, hell, find somebody else to do it. Well, they don't have the money. You know what I mean? I mean, you're
that's
paying.
That's what it is. You're kind of locked
in. You're kind of locked into these guys, man. And so the biggest thing for everybody, we understand this, is the health. We hope Latte, because he was – the first couple of games, you're looking at this dude. This dude's above the guy, above the goal. You know, this is how great this young man looked. And then all of a sudden just tails off. But his tail was the team's tail. You know, and so hopefully they – and it all starts this weekend. And, you know, the expectations – I mean – you think about it. When they came into the league, I mean, this was the talk. Atlanta United was the talk. The team, the goal, the fans, the facilities, everything was about the – and obviously that shift to Miami. Now, we don't understand why.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean
– Chris was there too.
Yeah, but then Chris talked. But
what's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Chris talked about it late. He said, you know, low expectations sometimes bring the best out of players.
Sure. Sure. Or at the very least, low expectations. And then even if you're like decent, it's like, oh, it feels good.
Okay, yeah.
But if, yeah, right. Exactly. Hopefully they're good. Hopefully they're, hopefully they get back to being that fun brand that we got used to all those years ago. Hour number two straight ahead. We will get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hours. We broadcast live from the Atlanta United training ground here. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Atlanta Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sports Radio 92. The game.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.